Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor. A great fun to speak with the classicist and author, Catherine Conybeare of Bryn Mawr College. Her book is Augustine the African, the story of a man who spent his entire life, except for several years, visiting the Italian peninsula. He dies, and he's buried in where he dies, in Africa. But here come the Vandals. And the Vandals are sweeping over North Africa from the, they cross from the Iberian Peninsula and sweep towards Carthage. They're going all the way across the map. So his body is removed to Sardinia, I believe, sometime immediately after his death. How many years afterwards was it moved, Catherine?
We don't know exactly when, but a few years after his death, when the Vandals were in control of North Africa, the Vandals being Arian, bishops who sympathized with Augustine's church, stole away the body and took it to Cagliari in the southern tip of Sardinia, short sea crossing from Hippo. That's why I think they chose the place, and Sardinia was not under Vandal rule.
Yes. And now if you're looking for his body in Sardinia, you're wrong, because we joined the professor. She's in Milan, and she has the destination she wants to attend, Pavia, which is south of Milan. Please take us on the trip, Catherine.
Yes. It was a very hot day in July. I knew that Augustine's body had been brought north to Pavia, though I'd never visited there before, and I couldn't really visualize the place, the church, anything. It was all part of an early bid to unify Italy, that the body was brought there by a Lombard king. But the body was then reburied in an enormous white marble Renaissance tomb in a quite humble church with a brick facade outside of the center of Pavia. I walked hotly to it from the station. It was cool and gloomy, and the tomb loomed behind the high altar. And no sooner had I got there than I was called away from my destination by a priest who wanted his lunch. And I had to leave the gleaming tomb of Augustine, come back later that day. But it struck me when I returned how profoundly this gleaming white Renaissance tomb was unrelated to the book I'd just been writing, to the notion of the African Augustine, an Augustine who lived his life and thought his thoughts and loved his family and his friends and fought against his foes in North Africa.
In other words, the African is not buried where his heart was, where he's buried in a foreign land, although his mother's probably there somewhere in Ostia. And he was afforded this moment of veneration by the kings of Lombardy. Now, Lombardy is the northern part of Italy that includes Milan. And I didn't get the sense that many people go to find him in the mausoleum, in this white marble. Did you get a sense it was much trekked upon or that too obscure?
The church that day was empty.
Yes.
I believe that once a year, the tomb is opened and the little casket that contains Augustine's relics, ostensibly, is brought out, and Augustinian monks and the occasional Augustine scholar clusters there. Then, on November the 13th, it would be Augustine's feast day. But I haven't been there for that ceremony.
The irony is obvious, but what we have is that huge library copied and recopied. And in Algeria, because you were in Hippo, do they remember him? Do they honor him with a plaque anywhere in the remains of Hippo, the Roman city, the one that was bombed by the Allies?
There's no plaque to recall him, though when I visited, they were well aware that we were interested because of Augustine having been there. And in terms of oral history, Augustine is honored in Algeria as a pre-Islamic great man that they can claim and honor, and that can, at least in principle, link them to the wider world.
Augustine the African of Hippo and Tagaste. Catherine Conybeare is the author.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.